Open Water 20. Section 8, Confined Water Training, Part 5. Version 3.00, February 23, 2018. Always check this version you are listening to is the same as the version available on DiverAid.com. Confined Water, Session 4. A thinking diver is a raid diver. Two golden rules. Know how much gas you have at all times. Never hold your breath while scuba diving. Now we build your diving abilities by covering gas depletion and other skills detailed below. Your instructor will demonstrate certain skills before getting into the water. This will be your last required confined water session, although it doesn't mean that you cannot ask your instructor for more confined water practice. The more practice, the better. Dive planning. Again, you and your instructor can simulate the dive planning you will do in the open water. Assembling your equipment. Cylinder pressure check. Ensure the air pressure is minimum 170 to 200 bar or 2500 to 3000 psi. Set the dive computer and check battery. Assembly checks. Follow the procedures and steps outlined in confined water sessions 1, pre-dive buddy safety check, entering the water, S drill, descent, and monitoring your instruments. Gas sharing, swim, deep water. Objective, swim a distance of 15 meters or 50 feet while simulating an out of gas situation, and breathing from your buddy's regulator. Value, in the unlikely event that you run out of gas due to a catastrophic gas loss or gas system failure, you safely can share gas with your buddy, swim to an ascent line and then make a safe ascent together to the surface. How it's done. You have learned to locate, secure, and breathe from an alternate air source supplied by a friendly donor. Now we will learn how to swim while sharing gas with our buddy. Signal out of air to your buddy. Your buddy will donate their primary regulator. Long hose divers need to remove the long hose from around the neck. Secure, orientate, clear and breathe from it. Remember to blow bubbles when the regulator is out of your mouth. Your buddy will locate, secure, clear and breathe from their alternate air supply. Divers using long hose must free up the entire hose length. Once comfortably breathing, link arms with your buddy. The donor must check their SPG, emphasizing the remaining air supply and depth. Signal when okay. Begin 15 meter or 50 feet swim. The outdoor gas diver must be in slightly front of the donating diver. When using a long hose, the out of gas diver must manage the excess hose. The donating diver must have a tactile hold of the out of gas diver. Once the exercise has been completed, switch back to your own primary regulator. Donor switches back to their primary air source and secures their alternate air source. Divers who have had a long hose donated to them must help tidy up the hose to avoid it becoming entangled. You will have a chance to act as both a receiver and a donor. Remember, the donor must keep a careful watch on the air supply. Gas sharing swim, short hose. A video of this skill is available on Raid TV, a YouTube channel. Gas sharing swim, long hose. A video of this skill is available on Raid TV, a YouTube channel. Weight system remove and replace underwater, deep water. Objective, with minimal assistance, remove and replace the weight system while underwater. Value, you may remove your weight system underwater to adjust weight, without returning to the surface. How it's done. Make sure you are in a comfortable position and in control of your buoyancy. Do not drop the weight belt. Release the weight belt buckle and grasp the free end so the weights don't slide off. Pull it clear of your body but keep it close so you don't topple over. To secure, hold ends in one hand and pass around you below your equipment. Grasp one end with your other hand. Lie forward face down and secure. Remember, right hand release, so make sure the belt is the right way around. With integrated weights, remove one side at a time and replace before removing the other. This will prevent losing one. Scuba unit remove and replace underwater, deep water. Objective, with minimal assistance, remove and replace the scuba unit while underwater. Value, in the event you became entangled underwater and your buddy was nowhere to be found, you may need to remove your scuba unit to free the entanglement. How it's done. This is rarely done in open water, but we will practice the skill while in confined water. Dump air from the BCD to become negatively buoyant. Undo front clips and waist straps on the BCD. Remove your left arm by sliding it out or undoing the shoulder clip. Make sure you have a firm grip of the BCD. Slide the scuba unit around to the right-hand side and off your shoulder, leaving only the regulator in your mouth. Make sure the straps are clear and in place. Reverse the procedure by putting your right arm through the right shoulder hole. Slide the scuba unit around your back and put the left arm through. Secure and adjust all clips. Establish neutral buoyancy. Swim for trim. Spend some time swimming around, getting familiar with the equipment and body position underwater. The ideal position is to be swimming in a horizontal position with no equipment dangling. To simulate this position, while reading this, simply lie face down on the floor, lift your feet from the knees up and look forward. Underwater, your arms would be hanging down and folded together. Play games and have fun. Ascent. Follow the procedures and steps outlined in confined water session 1. Note, slowly ascend on every dive at 9 meters or 30 feet per minute. Deployment of submersible marker buoy, SMB. Objective, deploy a surface marker buoy while on the surface. Value, an SMB is a signaling device. It advises surface support as to your position underwater. It is frequently used to increase diver safety. How it's done. Your instructor will demonstrate the deployment of a SMB while on the surface. This is a useful skill to have to signal your location. Raid note, if you are in a region that requires deployment of the SMB while underwater, your instructor will teach you how this is done. SMB deployment underwater. Your instructor will demonstrate the deployment of a SMB while submerged. Follow the procedures and steps outlined in confined water session 1, exiting the water, post-dive, and care. Instructor debriefing. Your instructor will debrief you on how you performed all the skills and give comments about how to improve any particular points. You and your instructor will calculate your air consumption rate, SAC, and compare this with your estimation at the start of the training session. Together you will review the rate air diving tables and the readings of the dive computer. Your instructor and you will log the training online under the appropriate section, on the RAID website. Flexible skill. This skill can be completed in any of the dives after the confined water session 1. For the scuba diver program, they must be in session 2. Controlled emergency swimming ascent, SESA. Objective, perform a simulated controlled emergency swimming ascent for a distance of 9 meters/30 feet while emitting a continuous ah-ah sound. Value, should you be unlucky enough to find yourself in an out-of-gas situation and your buddy is too far away to lend assistance, then you would perform an emergency ascent to the surface. It is a last-ditch attempt and you should never need to attempt this kind of ascent. Simply monitoring your gauges and staying close to your buddy or teammate will allow much safer options should you encounter an emergency underwater. Benefit of the skill, you know you can reach the surface on one exhaled breath. How it's done. Simulate taking a final breath from the cylinder. Elevate the BCD hose to release expanding gas on ascent. This elevation will also protect your head. Swim diagonally for 9 meters or 30 feet, slowly exhale all the way, keeping an open airway and emitting a continuous ah-ah sound. Do not swim no faster than 9 meters or 30 feet per minute. RAID note, this skill is only effective in a depth of 9 to 12 meters or 30 to 40 feet of water. The preferred option in an out-of-air situation is the use of an alternate air source, supplied by your buddy or another donor, but they have to be close for this. A video of this skill is available on RAID TV, a YouTube channel. And now for the open water. License agreement. This document is the property of Rebreather Association of International Divers AB, Sweden. All rights reserved.